How to decalcify your pineal gland.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. Since 2009, we blend the ancient teachings, the ancient mysteries of light, along with modern science. We combine those two together and we have almost an unstoppable force in helping you manifest the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. Today we're talking about how to decalcify your pineal or pineal gland. It's pronounced both ways, so I'll pronounce it both ways through this podcast. Now look, in your body we have seven glands. We have the reproductive glands, the adrenal glands, the pancreas glands, the thymus glands, the thyroid glands, the pituitary glands, and the pineal or pineal gland. And the pineal gland gets smaller and smaller as we get older and older. In a newborn baby, it's pretty big and pretty active. But by the time we're adults, it's pretty small. The ancients referred to the pineal gland as the seat of the soul. Let me repeat that. The ancients referred to the pineal gland as the seat of the soul. That's how important it is. Its ability, when it's decalcified, when it's opened up, its ability to increase your intuition and your deeper connection to God or Source is absolutely astonishing. And listen, when your intuition is magnified and when you have a deeper, more profound connection to God or Source energy, I have to say, you are going to manifest more of what you truly desire. And I think you're going to make more of an impact in the world. I just believe that. Now, I've had my own personal journey with this, so I'm going to kind of throw that in from time to time. Not every suggestion I make do you need to absolutely follow, but I'm going to give you the suggestions, and I'm going to say this. You're going to notice significant change in your intuition, in your connection, in your ability to have clarity and clear goals and intentions within 30 days or less. This happens pretty fast. It doesn't mean that the decalcifying process is over. It means that it has begun and you will start to see noticeable results. Now, the pineal gland looks like a small pine cone. That's why it is called what it is. But when it is cut in half, it has rods and cones. That's very interesting because these rods and cones have the potential of creating tremendous abilities to connect with deeper intuition and understanding of reality. The deeper your intuition goes, the more you're going to be able to manifest the life you truly desire. The ancients referred to the pineal or pineal gland as the third eye. And I was just reading through the book of Psalms, and it says, "Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind." Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. This is an indication, perhaps, that the author is saying, I've lost contact with my pineal gland. My pineal gland has lost connection to God, to source energy, and that's so important. Also, I was reading in the book of Job, this particular verse, Job 38 and verse 36, it says, "Who has put wisdom in the mind, or who has given understanding to the heart?" And again, this could easily be a reference to the pineal gland, because when it is decalcified, when it is opened up, it puts wisdom in the heart. It connects you deeper to source energy, and it honestly makes manifesting what you truly desire much, much easier. As I said, the pineal gland tends to become more calcified and shrink in size as we get older. And there's some reasons for that. And one of the reasons is the environment and what we do to ourselves. I'm going to give you 7 ways to decalcify or activate your pineal or pineal gland. Because look it, you were born on this planet to be free, to manifest the life you desire. And freedom comes from using all of your potential at its greatest resource and maximum apex. In other words, when you are using your intuition, when you have a deeper sense of connection to God, when you're less vexed in your mind and your mind is clear and operating clearly, then you are more likely to be happy, joyful, and attract the life that you truly desire. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, and we've been doing this broadcast since 2009. I'd like to personally extend to you an invitation to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Seriously, I mean, why not? During the 30 minutes, you're going to learn how miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching may be of benefit to you. You know, we've helped hundreds, thousands of people in 60 different countries save their relationship, increase their business, increase their income, win $1 million, all kinds of things, get better health, overcome obstacles. We can help you too. So during this 30 minutes, we're going to find out how, and then you can decide if a regular program of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching is right for you. You have the right to be empowered, to live the life you truly desire, and that's what it's really all about. So visit us on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com, and be sure include any little letter or note if you think it's important, and we will get back to you as soon as we possibly can. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get into these 7 ways to decalcify or activate your pineal or pineal gland. Number 1, eat more raw foods. In other words, eat vegetables and eat clean foods. Eat foods that are GMO-free. Do not put chemicals in your body. The more chemicals you put into your body, the more likely you are to calcify your pineal or pineal gland. So you want to stay away from GMO foods. Now, if you're going to eat meat, try to cut down on it so you're not eating large sums of meat. so it's not the primary source of your diet. And if you eat meat, eat only grass-fed meat. I highly recommend eating more salmon 2 or 3 times a week and cutting out the meat to maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, okay? But no more than that. Make certain it's grass-fed. If you are eating salmon, you want to make certain that it's wild-caught salmon. Fish oil and salmon oil is so good for your body and so good for decalcifying your pineal gland. Now, I know a lot of fanatics out there will tell you don't eat any meat at all, and that's fine. If you want to go vegetarian or vegan, hey, I'm all in favor of it, you know, and that's a faster way to decalcify your pineal or pineal gland. But guess what? You don't have to give up all the meat. Just switch over to fish, switch over to chicken, and make certain that it is natural, grass-fed, or range-free chicken. The same is true with your eggs as well. Eat as natural as you can, is what I'm trying to say to you. Eat superfoods like beets, spirulina, chlorella, and parsley. You know, you can get those in powders, and you can mix them in with a smoothie. They're absolutely wonderful. I eat beets every single day, and it has made a tremendous difference in the way that I feel and in decalcifying my pineal gland. So I'm just suggesting that as one source of a natural superfood. Blueberries, of course, is another natural superfood that you can use. Eat an alkaline diet to the best of your ability, which means a lot of vegetables. But when you're drinking water throughout the day, you want to make certain that you're putting lemon in with your water. Now, while it's acidic in the water, it turns to alkaline in your body. And so a high alkaline diet is very, very good for you. Did you know that when they take cancer patients, every person who has cancer has a very acidic body? Okay. And what I'm suggesting is that you take advantage of a high alkaline diet because it will put you in a position to decalcify your pineal gland. I also recommend eating a diet high in good fats, such as avocados, coconut oil, olive oil, MCT oil, and if you're not a vegetarian or vegan, natural high-fat butter, not the low-fat, the high-fat butter. The butter that we use in our house is called Kerrygold. It's from Ireland. The butter is made from cows that are raised on grass, natural grass. So it's a very, very healthy butter for you. Okay, so you're drinking alkaline water. Make certain, by the way, if you're drinking alkaline water, that you are drinking pure water to the best of your ability. Make sure it's been purified. Well, next on my list is use melatonin. Now, melatonin is a natural substance that your brain produces at night while you're sleeping. But as we get older and our pineal gland shrinks and calcifies, we make less melatonin. That's why we don't sleep as deep. That's why we get up earlier. We only get by on 5-6 hours sleep because we don't have the melatonin. Now, here's a secret. You can get natural melatonin in any health food store, but take it about an hour before bedtime. Because if you'll take it an hour to 90 minutes before bedtime, then you will wake up refreshed the next morning. It awakens your sleep cycle and it gives you a more restful, deep, relaxing, empowering sleep. And that allows your pineal gland to decalcify. Deep rest awakens the pineal gland. Oh, by the way, did I tell you? When you're going to bed, keep your room as dark as you can possibly stand it. The darker, the better. Now, if you have to have a nightlight on for whatever reason, get a nice pair of eye shades and wear them as well. You want to be in total darkness while you are sleeping. Again, it increases the melatonin that your brain makes, and that, of course, is good for the pineal gland. The next one is called sun gazing, and I do not recommend that you go look directly into the sun in the middle of the day. But at 6 a.m. in the morning, when the sun is rising, and you can go on the internet and find out the actual time of sunrise, get out there about a half hour before sunrise, do a little exercise, get your body moving, drink some nice alkaline water, and just spend a few moments sun gazing. Just looking into the sun, it increases the vitamin D going in through your eyes and directly into your brain. Now, again, please do not do this during the bright hours of the day. I don't care if it's overcast. I don't care if it's foggy. Do not do it. But during the early morning hours at sunrise, it is safe. A little bit of sun gazing is good for you. Supplement your diet with seaweed or iodine. Now, if you're eating a fair amount of seaweed, we like these seaweed salads. They're really good. You generally find them at a sushi bar. But if you don't like seaweed, supplement with a little bit of iodine. Just a small amount of iodine in your diet, it helps to decalcify your pineal gland. One of the techniques that really works to decalcify your pineal gland is the practice of yoga. It just opens you up. Yoga is extremely powerful in creating mind-body integration. You know, the body is the mind, and the mind is the body. And there's been a lot of scientific research to validate that. And yoga helps create that mind-body integration. And when you have that mind-body integration going for you, when you've developed it, then you start to decalcify your pineal gland. That increases your personal power, your flexibility in life, and your ability to attract more of what you desire. Number 6 on my list, avoid fluoride at all cost. There's been all kinds of research done on fluoride. It's really not good. It calcifies the pineal gland, and it literally makes it ineffective. So by avoiding fluoride, you're not necessarily decalcifying your pineal gland, but what you are doing is you are not making the situation any worse, if that makes sense, okay? When you are doing creative visualization, and I certainly hope you are, and I certainly hope that you practice it on a regular basis, I highly advise using a piece of amethyst. Now, I like what they call an amethyst druzy, but because it's a natural piece, it's not been polished and you know, it hasn't been hanging out in a store for a long period of time with everybody touching it and putting their energy into it. Rather, a druzy is a natural piece. It's usually dark amethyst. The darker, the better. Place it on your third eye, that's in between your two eyebrows. Lie back and practice creative visualization. Your third eye will open. Your pineal gland will decalcify, and you will notice that if you do this for a few weeks, your creative visualization will get stronger and brighter and bolder, but more important, you'll notice that that creative visualization is manifesting the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. It's going to help you manifest the life you desire, and your intuition is going to skyrocket. Look at, if you've listened to this podcast enough, you know that psychics are not high on my list. Most of the time, they're wrong. But you can be right most of the time when it comes to your personal life. And decalcifying your pineal gland, so important, so critical. I like to use essential oils throughout the day. Now, I rub a little bit of frankincense, Indian frankincense, on my neck every single morning. Helps open up my throat chakra so that I can speak my truth when I am doing my podcast. But I also recommend myrrh or a frankincense myrrh blend. I like lavender. Lotus is great too, by the way. But let me tell you that rose, you put rose with a little bit of amber oil, rose and amber. This is the ancient formula that was used by the Knights Templars and the Rosicrucians to open up their third eye, to literally decalcify their pineal gland. It's a secret, sacred formula. I don't think I've ever shared that formula on this podcast. And I kind of did it by accident, but it's out there now. So it's primarily amber oil, about 95 to 98% amber oil, and then a drop of rose oil. I promise you, there is no oil combination that will decalcify your pineal or pineal gland faster and with less effort. And it works almost instantly. Now, you can use a cold diffuser. You can put this on your third eye. You can just wear it as a cologne. You're going to be absolutely amazed. But make certain that these are essential oils of a high caliber, a high grade, not artificial oils. Well, finally, daily gratitude. Practicing gratitude where you are in an I am state. I am grateful for things that are going on in your life. And as you go back in time, your childhood, your early childhood friends, you're giving gratitude for them, your parents, maybe your great-grandparents who have passed on or grandparents who have moved on. You know, you're giving thanks. And as you are doing that, you are decalcifying your pineal gland. It's amazing. Okay, I've shared just 9 techniques, but there are others that we use in Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching because it's so important. I want to invite you again to claim your 30 minutes to find out if a Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching program is right for you. And if you have a crisis, if you have a situation that needs immediate attention, you be certain to include a letter in several ways for us to contact you. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for subscribing on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, and iTunes. You have a great day because your pineal gland is now open. Bye-bye now.